Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I am your host. Today we are going to be talking about something that maybe interests you because you need more of it. And it is resiliency. It is a great word. I actually think that it is a great definition for kind of building up individuals and understanding what you can handle, what you can't, and how to build up resiliency, build up strength. And it just basically means being able to handle mentally what life throws at you. So we're going to cover that today. But before we do that, if you have been helped at all by any of these episodes on the You Are Covered podcast, could you think about and consider partnering with me? There is a link on Spotify and it says support this podcast, and all you have to do is click on that link and become a supporter, a contributor to this podcast financially. And that really helps me be able to spend the time on this podcast to continue to do what I am doing and give you quality content that is full of theology, full of mental health therapy, and also some fun fashion thrown in there, of course. But if you would like to do that, please don't hesitate, and I really appreciate it ahead of time. That being said, let's get into this episode. How to have more resiliency in your life. Resiliency is the ability to overcome challenges and bounce back from adversity. It's a crucial quality to have in life as we all face setbacks at some point. Resiliency is not just about being tough, but it's also about being flexible and adaptable. A very practical way that we have resiliency is by being flexible. So making sure that you have flexibility in your life, and a lot of people tend to need to work on that, and that's okay. Knowing that being flexible is not a bad thing. It's definitely a skill, and it's something that can be taught and learned. It's about having the mental and emotional strength to face challenges and come out stronger on the other side. Harvard Business Review has so many amazing series on the word resiliency. And yes, it's a lot of times geared towards businesses and entrepreneurship, but I think that this word and these tips can also apply to our personal life. The quote that I really liked from Harvard Business Review said, "We are more flexible than we give ourselves credit for. The situation we're worried about probably isn't as bad as we think, and we have more resources than we actually think we have in the moment." And I love this so much because it's so true. A lot of times we think that this is our only option. We don't have any more ways to go forward. And if we could get this in our head with this mantra, people are a lot more flexible and resilient than we give ourselves credit for. And so when you're getting into a sticky situation and you feel like life is a little bit too much to handle right now, whether it's like with kids or your marriage or a job or all three of those things, right? It can just happen like that. Remember to tell yourself, and maybe even through this episode, when you get hard on yourself and you think, yeah, but Hannah, you don't know the situation. Tell yourself these positive things because, right, when we change our thoughts, we change our behaviors. So if you could tell yourself, hey, I'm more flexible than I give myself credit for. The situation I'm worried about right now probably isn't as bad as I think. And when I look back in 5 years, I will say that I got out of that situation. I figured it out. And then say to yourself, I have more resources than I think. If you can think of those mantras and you can remember that in the moment, I think that's huge. I think that will really help you in situations where you just feel so stuck. And we've all been there. And that's what resiliency is really about. It's figuring out how to get out of hard situations mentally and become mentally strong. I also want to add something about resiliency too, and I really believe that God is in your story. He knows the hard things that you're facing, and he will come in at the point where you feel like you cannot continue on. Having faith and spirituality I know in the therapy field, in psychology, they've done a lot more studies on spirituality and faith and religion and having belief systems, and that it actually does create a lot more resiliency than not having it. And so as Christians, you know, it's really important to lean on your faith during those times. And I really do think that it builds resiliency because it's saying that there's somebody that I can rely on in those moments. And also understanding how you're created. God created us with a brain. He loves that we problem solve. He didn't create us to be robots. He created us to think outside of the box and figure out what to do next. And that is so cool that he created us in a way that he knows probably more your potential on resiliency than you even know. So with those two things going forward, here's a few tips on how to cultivate more resiliency in your life. Okay, the first thing is to practice self-care. I've done a couple of episodes on self-care, what it is and how we can practice it as Christians, but also just in general. What is self-care and why is it so important? Taking care of yourself is essential for building resiliency. Self-care is not selfish. It is necessary to maintain your physical and mental health. And a lot of times when people get stuck on that word, I just ask them, hey, did you brush your teeth today? Hey, did you do your hair? Those types of things. Did you take a shower? Those are the things of self-care. And some people need more encouragement to do those small things than others. And so understanding what self-care actually is important because it's important for maintaining your physical and your mental health. Making sure that you're getting enough sleep, eating a healthy diet, and exercising regularly also helps build resiliency. Take time for activities you enjoy and find relaxing, such as reading or spending time in nature. Self-care helps in building a positive mindset and promotes emotional stability. I would also say, like, add that into this is that you want to make sure that you are doing something that isn't giving you this feeling of accomplishment in a, I have to do more or I have to prove to myself more. I used to think that doing a podcast or writing my blog was self-care, where it is in a sense, but it, because I enjoy it, but at the same time, it is something that I'm building and it's something that can take a lot of work. So making sure that you have like something that's actually a hobby. I have a lot of hobbies, but they actually turn into work and I enjoy it, but it's also work. If you know what I mean, really finding something that is a hobby and is something that you do just for fun. There's nothing extra hidden in there that you're working towards that can feel like work, because work is good, but it has its place. Secondly, develop a positive mindset. Now, we talk about that a lot on this podcast as well. Cultivating a positive mindset can help you overcome challenges. Positive thinking doesn't mean ignoring the problems, though. It's about approaching them with a solution-oriented attitude. Focus on your strengths and accomplishments and remind yourself that setbacks are temporary. I think that's really huge. A lot of times we can feel like we get stuck in the moment and think that this is all there is and that this is the only thing that's going to happen to us and we're stuck in this cycle, where it's not true. Seasons come and seasons go, right? So try to reframe negative thoughts into positive ones. If you are struggling with negative thoughts, practicing mindfulness or meditation can help you bring more positivity into your life. I would also say therapy. Therapy really helps. Sometimes you don't know what kind of negative thoughts you're thinking or saying to yourself. And that's why it's really crucial to have somebody sitting with you and processing with you and hearing back, listening back, what you're actually saying to yourself. And then third, build a support system. Having people you can turn to for support is crucial for building resiliency. No one can go through life alone, and it's essential to have a support system in place. Cultivate relationships with friends and family who are positive and supportive. Consider joining a support group or seeking out a therapist if you're struggling with more significant challenges. A support system can help you stay emotionally grounded and provide a sense of belonging. And I know that some people go through seasons where this is not as possible. And I hear you when you say that or you think that. And a lot of times resiliency, having a lack of it or needing more resiliency has to do with people and not having that community. And again, that's where counseling can definitely help, because you have somebody to fall back on, to listen to, process with, where sometimes we go through life and we don't have a support system. There's, you know, families far away. Maybe those family relationships are tough. Maybe you're in a season where your friends are not available. Those things all definitely happen. And I've gone through seasons of having an amazing community and really feeling like I could conquer anything because of that, because people are powerful. People in your life are powerful. And then I've also gone through seasons where I'm like, well, I need to find out who my true friends are. That can be really painful and really hard. And that support system gets shaken quite a bit when that stuff happens. And if you're in that season, again, it's another time to really see if you can find some counseling, but you don't want to do life alone. And so I always really pray hard for the people that are in my life and who the people who are not in my life anymore. I really like to remind you that you need supportive and encouraging friends and support system. And sometimes we have people in our lives who are there who are not supportive, are not encouraging. And, you know, a lot of times they have their own stuff going on, but making sure you know who those people are and who can actually pour into you is really important and key to resiliency in your life. And maybe if you feel a little shaky and like you don't have a lot of resiliency, maybe look at the people in your support system and reevaluate. I know I've definitely had to do that some in seasons of my life. Another great quote from Harvard Business Review talks about building up positive currency. So building up your positive currency, I really like this concept. It's, we can't just print resilience in the way that countries print money. I like this little quote. Instead, individuals must use what we call a positive currency approach. And that is grounded in actual positive interactions, events, and memories. The things known to boost resiliency. This currency is only printed and stored as assets, as when we focus on positive things and express gratitude for them. Why? Because maintaining a positive outlook and regularly expressing gratitude are the dollars that have real value in backstopping and building resilience. I think that's why I love pictures. I love taking them. I love creating vlogs every time John and I go on a trip together. I think that having those things to look back on, it for me, it creates this happiness and this excitement and this joy when I look back. And that is so important. And it does create a lot of resiliency. So if you have pictures or like memories from a special time and you're feeling particularly low, I would just recommend bringing those out of a box. I mean, you know, maybe my little child is not here on Earth side yet, but I could imagine when you are having a teenager or something like that and it's difficult, maybe bringing out those baby pictures might help you and remind you of why you're like, okay, why do I love you? Because you were cute at some point. But those types of things are really important for building resiliency. It's remembering a easier, happier time and picturing that. You can also use a lot of imagery. So you could have this moment in time where you felt very peaceful and happy. I think for me, when I get really anxious, I start to picture myself on the beach next to my mom. And that's where I picture myself when things get hard and I really need to breathe better. I need to feel less anxious. That is a place that I go. This is just another reason to tap into the community that you have created memories and have positive interactions with others. Travel with your family. These interactions will allow you to focus on the good that is in your life, even through a difficult season. Fourthly, practice problem solving. Resilient people are good problem solvers. When faced with a challenge, break it down into smaller or more manageable steps. Consider different solutions and weigh the pros and cons of each. Use past experiences to develop a problem-solving toolkit, which can help you face future challenges with more confidence. Identifying what is in your control and focusing on those areas can give you a sense of agency and empowerment. And when you start feeling like you can't fix things, it's probably because you're telling yourself you can't. There's usually always a third option. If one and two are not that great, look for the third option. And that's really served me well in life. I know not everybody has that and not everybody feels that way. A lot of times people can get stuck or just this is reality and put their hands up in the air. I don't know. For me, I just have never been that way. I've always looked for the third option. If I don't like option one and two, I look for the third option. I don't put up with it. I'm not settling for this issue to just be an issue constantly. And I've noticed, you know, that sometimes different people are different in that way. I think a lot of times my husband can be a lot more rooted in just the reality of how things are instead of what it could be. And so sometimes if you're a lot more reality down to earth based and you're just like, it is what it is, sometimes you need to work on your problem solving skills and to tell yourself, I'm not going to settle for this issue to just be an issue forever. I'm going to fix it. And I think that's really huge. I think that's a really cool thing that you can work on to build resilience. Embrace change. This is a really good one. It's hard, but it's really good because life is always flowing, okay? Change is a natural part of life, and learning to adapt is essential for building resiliency. Practice being flexible and open to new experiences. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. When you become more comfortable with change, you'll be better equipped to handle unexpected situations that come your way. Accept that change is a process and it takes time to adjust to new circumstances. This is definitely another one of those things where, you know, this is just how life is. Things change. And I think sometimes we can go the same way thinking, hey, I'm just going to keep being me. I'm going to keep doing what I always do. But the thing is, you have to be able to change with the change. When there's change, you need to be able to change with the change, right? So that is what is going to build resiliency. So if you have a big life change, like you add another child to your crew, if you, you know, decide to go into adoption, if you decide to be married, if you decide to date for the first time in a while, you have to also change. You can't just keep doing the same old thing. I think John and I definitely in marriage, we have told each other that. Like, I would say, I've always been this way. This is what I am. I don't like sports. I don't like watching them. I don't like anything to do with them. And you knew that when you married me. But it is his job to remind me, hey, yeah, that was you before you were married, but now we are married. And so we have to work on being able to have similar interests and work on spending quality time together and vice versa. Like, what is the thing? Oh, he always says that he doesn't like taking pictures. So he doesn't like remembering it. He never remembers to help me out with taking pictures. And when we're with family and I'm holding a new nephew, I'm like, hey, can you take a picture of me? But I would like to not have to do that. So I remind him, I'm like, hey, like, you know, can you just think of this being a moment like of a memory? Because when we have kids, I would really like it if you could just remember these things. And he said, well, I've never been a picture guy. I don't like pictures. I don't like cameras. I don't like this and this and this. And I'm like, okay, I know that. But we have to be changing with this new season, with you being married to someone who does like to have pictures, and it is a part of my resiliency is looking back on memories and pictures. So changing when change happens is essential for resiliency, and it will also help your relationships. I think that's the cool thing about resiliency is that when you know that you are building up resiliency in your life, it is going to make you a better spouse, a better partner. It is going to make you a better parent. It's going to make you a better teacher, counselor, whatever you're doing, pastor. Building up resiliency in your life and practicing these skills is going to be crucial because people can rely on you more. Because when hard things happen, you're grounded. You're grounded in your faith. you're also grounded in who you are, and you're grounded in these skills of embracing change, creating problem-solving skills, thinking positively, building a support system, developing a positive mindset, and you have self-care practices in your life. And you tell yourself and you create habits to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. So those are just a few tips on how to cultivate resiliency. By practicing self-care, developing a positive mindset, building a supportive system, practicing problem-solving skills, and embracing change, you can cultivate more resiliency in your life. And remember, building resiliency is a process, okay? With time and practice, you can develop the skills and mindset needed to overcome any challenges that come your way. All right, that is it for this week's podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I love, love being able to be a part of your life. Thanks for clicking on this episode. And as always, I hope that you subscribe. You can also get notifications on Spotify by hitting that little bell icon in the right-hand corner, and you can subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a review. I would love to hear from you. What would you like to hear about more or next? Please let me know. I would love that. You can follow me on all platforms, Hannah Lynn Miller, and then you can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook, You Are Covered Podcast. Okay, as always, you are covered. God's got you. Be blessed.